Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is it Anna Ruth? Ruth Wallisoff. And it's always a pleasure being with Anne. And of course, this is the Christina Lou Show.
Pleasure being with Ruth, too.
Okay, so we are back, and we have, there's a lot going on in the town of North Hempstead, which is all good stuff. Also, we have on Wednesday, April 25th, is a fraud prevention program. It's going to be presented by Tara Dubay, who is the assistant manager over at Ridgewood Savings Bank. She's going to be talking about how to spot common scams and obviously prevent getting scammed.
Where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center, and that's over in Westbury from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's April 25th.
Okay.
You know, we always talk about on the show these scams, and it's really hard to obviously tell everybody everything. They're constantly new things. And my mom was actually, I'll share a story, got a call from my aunt, who the show is now familiar with because she called in on my birthday twice.
Okay. Susan.
Yes.
Okay.
And Susan is extremely smart woman, very educated woman, and she's only in her early 60s. And she was on the computer, and she was, doing something. She got a pop-up. It was that Microsoft scam when they say, this had been going around, for many years now, saying, there's a virus and you need to call, but the number isn't even Microsoft, so it leads you to believe you're calling Microsoft when you're not really calling Microsoft, you're calling another company. And whereas she was very freaked out, and I think that I don't think it was a full scam, but, it's like, I guess it's the phishing, what's those called?
Phishing.
The phishing scams.
Yeah, phishing.
They're in a legitimate business, but they're, they're not, it's under the guise of that they're Microsoft, but, they're really just trying to sell you this antivirus kind of software thing. But, because she typed in the number and she saw that this happened to, a lot of people, and it really just, she felt so foolish. She was so upset about the whole thing. And, of course, her children were calling her, all kinds of names. I had to fall for this. But I, being the understanding niece that I am, really just wanted to let her know that it just shows you these things happen. And it's very easy, to get, you see this pop up and, oh, my God, you're so much on the computer and you're worried. So it's easy to get, sucked into that thing. And, I think a lot of people feel ashamed when they do get scammed for different things.
I think it's easy to be fooled.
It is. It doesn't mean anything about your intelligence.
No, of course not.
But it's certainly something to, it's worth questioning as much as possible.
Especially that computer, like Ruth was saying before, with your phone and stuff, my office, my computer at the office, I got that ransom. They get into my computer and I had to pay for them to everything that came up, like this here, which is my intro, I had on the computer once. I typed it up. Well, it just becomes symbols. You can't read it. You have to give your credit card to get it back. Now, fortunately, it happened when I just moved like 2 years ago, so I didn't have that much stuff on it. I said, I don't care. I'll retype the stuff. I'm saying, but how the government can trace where that credit card, if you give me your credit card, then I should be able to go back and say, this is Ruth's credit card, Ruth is located at. They say you can't do it. But it's like, now if it happened today, so then I have so much security on it now. Because if it happened today, I have a lot of stuff that you'd pay the person. I have to get it back. I can't redo this.
No, it's true. And that's what I think that they do prey on, and unfortunately, there's constantly new things coming in. Between the telephone, everything is constantly being, reinvented or tweaked in a certain way. So I want to always tell people, call us if you if you do get scammed. A lot of my PI members do call and say, they got something in the mail. You just spread the word because all we can do is educate. So that's really what we're just kind of trying to promote people. And here is a great opportunity on Wednesday, April 25th to, learn some more tips because it's definitely something. There was a tip that I actually, for these Project Safe things that we've done throughout the town, and John has spearheaded them, and they're really educational. And I always walked away, with a golden nugget or a tip, because what I always think of, too, every time I go to the ATM machine, the tip was to really cover your hands mm-hmm. when you're typing in your PIN. And I'm so conscious of doing that now because, you know, you don't even think, but there could be this little tiny thing that is scanning you, you know, and it, you might not notice it. It could be a little tiny thing on top, you know, that someone just sticks that can scan and show you, you know, what you're typing in on your PIN. So I always take, you know, a piece of paper or an envelope, grab something out of my bag just to cover my hand when I'm doing it. So I think, you know, these programs are wonderful, and it's definitely worth checking out.
I agree. It's a shame.
Nobody wants to be involved in the headache of, you know, trying to get your money back or, you know, dealing with any of this. So that is April 25th. And then on April 26th, there's going to be a chat called Grandparents as Caregivers. This is going to be presented by Dr. Nellie Taylor-Walthrust, who is the director of North Shore Child and Family Guidance, the Leeds Place. And the program's really about whether if you're helping care for your grandchild or raising or even raising them, this presentation will provide you valuable tips and resources for all grandparents. There'll be a discussion about the rewards and challenges of being a grandparent and an opportunity for you to share your experiences as well. That is at the Shelter Rock Library, which is on Searingtown Road in Albertson, on Thursday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Cool. And also, okay. Nellie will be on our radio program next week also.
Oh, you said that
earlier.
Yeah, okay.
April 27th. So, you know, you'll get a taste of it as well. So I think it's definitely, if you have any questions about any of those PI programs, call 311 or 869-6311, and we could put you in touch with any of those things as well. We also have had on many times the wonderful Landmark on Main Street has these great programs, these afternoon teas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's always looking for something to do, and it's a great facility, and it's free. There's light refreshments served as well. And coming up on May 2nd, there'll be a live music show. It's going to be, you can join the members of the Music Study Club of Port Washington as they celebrate the organization's 100th anniversary. This joyful concert would feature pianists, singers, instrumentalists performing their different musical favorites. Yeah, and it's a free program. There's light refreshments, you know.
So
and
this what club is this again?
This is at the Landmark on Main Street, but you would join the Music Study Club of Port Washington to go over these things. And it's at 2 p.m. Then they have another afternoon tea on May 23rd, 2 p.m. It's live music by J.C. Dreisen, who is known as the Human Jukebox. She'll be singing songs from Broadway, pop, jazz, rock, country, disco, from
that
singers to Streisand to Steely Dan. Yeah, it's a great, you know, it's a joyful thing. And I think these are great, too. A lot of these musical programs are coming up because
this is a landmark on
landmark on
Port,
Main Street. Yep,
Port Washington.
Right,
yep.
Yeah.
And they always do, you know, afternoon teas. It's usually twice a month on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. So you could always call 311. They constantly send over the schedule for us so we can notify you about what is going on there because I think it's a great opportunity. And in this whole realm of, you know, movies and music, on Monday, May 14th, there's going to be Making Memories with Movies. This is over at the Gold Coast Art Center in Great Neck. We've had them on the radio show talking about this program, and it's really important because, you know, Carol, who we had on, who is the director over there, was just saying how important it is for people, you know, who might be dealing with memory loss or, you know, or caring for their partners to really come and just enjoy the arts and engage in a discussion and socialize with others, you know, while this is going on. So you watch the movie and then there's a discussion, there's different clips that they'll show and you talk about it after. And it's just, you know, it's been proven that people, especially dealing with memory loss, how conversation and reminiscence really can help things. So I think it's great that all these wonderful organizations that we're very fortunate to have in North Hempstead are providing these great, great programs. Another great program that came out, everyone has, you know, technical questions all the time. You know, we touched upon it earlier. It gets a little confusing between your phone and your computer. So what came out of one of our advisory committees at the Great Neck Advisory, the Great Neck Library was there, so now they offer a program. This tech squad will come. There's teen volunteers who will help you learn how to use your iPad, your tablet, social media, smartphone apps, and more. You literally
But you have to go to the library.
The Great Neck Library. You bring in specific questions and issues, which is great, and you just stop by the reference desk. And the next one coming up is April 24th, and then there's May 1st, May 8th, May 15th, and May 22nd. So all those days, these teen volunteers will be there. And I think it's great because sometimes you just have a quick question you just want to ask and be shown one-on-one. So it's something great. Also coming up is the wonderful ARP driving courses. We always encourage people to use. The next one is May 12th, and then there's another one on June 9th. This is $20 for ARP members or $25 for non-members at Clinton G. Martin Park over in New Hyde Park. And I encourage everyone does these defensive driving classes. You know, on top of learning new tips, you can get discounts on your insurance, which I think...
I've taken them a few times.
Yeah, I think it makes sense for everybody.
It does. You know, it's definitely, you know, it's a good refresher and also just, you know, a good discount because we all like to save money. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. Oh, my God, we're running out of time.
I know.
I just want to remind people quickly because Shari told me to promote this. The CarFit program, May 17th. CarFit's a program if you still are driving. You come, you schedule an appointment. There's a 12-point checklist that teaches you how to find your blind spots, your seat, how far your steering wheel should be. They literally fit you to your car. That is May 17th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. You need to make an appointment, but you call AAA 516-873-2364.
That's it. We're out of time.
And we'll be back next week.
I want to thank my co-host, Ruth Wallace. And, of course, Christina and Victoria. This was a great show. We'll be here next week. Have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.